Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, president of Mutare Hypnosis. We'd like to talk to you a little bit today about something that many people struggle with, which has to do with staying positive and on task. It's something that's missed quite a bit. A lot of us allow ourselves to be discouraged by people who, frankly, aren't qualified to give us an opinion, but they give us them anyway, or even the feeling we might be discouraged or someone might not want to hear what we have to say about something. So very often people will talk themselves out of a possible opportunity or out of an advantage easily and quickly without really thinking about it. So I want to encourage you to be sticky about something you're interested in, even if you're doing preliminary discussions or you're figuring out something on the front end. Because very often when we recognize or we think we might want to try something new or we want to expand our horizon, we don't really know enough to make an informed decision. But we go ahead and make a decision, which is okay. That's okay. The only way you really get things done is by trying them or doing some research on them or learning something about them. And some people feel a need to get a lot of feedback ahead, and there's a place for feedback, but if feedback constantly dooms you to never trying anything, and there are people around us, and this can be very challenging. There's lots of studies on successful people, and most successful people have other successful people around them, although some, not so much. But my point is that sometimes we get discouraged about things before we actually get moving on them, or we decide to take on a huge project without knowing any of the steps in between. And sometimes as we start doing those steps, we realize that this project may not be realistic or it might not be realistic at this time, or there may be more steps than we had anticipated. Like sometimes somebody will call me and they say, I want to open a restaurant. And so I'll say, have you ever worked in a restaurant before? They say, no. I say, that is not perhaps a good plan. Never having worked in a restaurant and wanting to open one is not 100% likely to be a recipe for disaster, but pretty close. It'd be like deciding you want to be a doctor without going to medical school. You need to at least know some biology and some of the other steps. Almost any kind of business that requires a professional certification or other kind of certifications. I mean, technically, you can own a restaurant and not have the health and safety qualifications required by whatever state you live in. But somebody there has to have them. You can't just open a restaurant and not have anybody not know the food and safety laws in your state. That's the kind of information you learn. And then, for example, so if you did want to open a restaurant, you can then say, okay, what are the qualifications I need to have to open a restaurant? Then you dig in and you find out what that is. And one way of getting the health and safety certifications required is to, without you paying for all of those certifications up front, is to go work for somebody who needs to certify certain members of their staff, and you just become that staff person. And you get the certification on their dime. And while you're getting the certification, you learn about the restaurant business. So you're kind of doing an internship in a business that you may want to start or move toward down the road. But that's a normal part of the process. So that's something you shouldn't be discouraged over. As you learn about what you want to do, you find out things that you know that can help you, and you find out some things where you need additional support. That's perfectly normal. This is not a reason for being discouraged. Discouraged might be under another category, but it doesn't start with the initial steps. Just like if you're someone who wants to be an Olympic athlete, doesn't wake up today never having run a mile and go out tomorrow and run a marathon. Not going to happen, or the recovery time will be so long. You could probably get there. If you're somebody who walks a good deal, you can get, 26 miles. You're not going to make it in time to be allotted time in order to be allowed to qualify to run in any kind of a sanctioned marathon, which is how you get to the actual Olympics. But that's part of the process. If you want to be an athlete in some area or figure out how to become successful in some field, working through the process always involves some kind of information gathering. The great thing now is that we have information available right at our fingertips. The way you're listening to me has more information available than took the astronauts to space the first time. I mean, they were using slide rules. Oh, it's scary to even think about, to send people into outer space in the 60s. So computerization was around, but it was nothing to be the level of what your smartphone has more computing knowledge than the space capsules did at that time. So you have the information available. It's a matter of, will you look it up? I always find it interesting when I'm in a place where someone will ask me a question, like teaching a class or something, someone will ask me a question, and I'll say, did you look it up? And they look at me like, why would I do that? And you're here. I'm like, because I'm not always here. Sometimes you need to look up something yourself to decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea ahead. So I would encourage you, any idea you have, looking it up to figure out whether it's something you could or want to, costs, all those other kind of things are available to you online. Plus, with apps and programs like Facebook and LinkedIn and other programs like that, whatever thing you want to do, somebody else has already done it. Even if you're making a brand new invention, there are other inventors who can tell you about what it's like to invent a product and then the process by which one goes through it. There's all kinds of things you can do for research, which can prevent a lot of mistakes and a lot of downtime. But you want to be sticky in a way that you're flexible on the front end, because very often the things we think other people will want to buy, the things we think other people are going to want to do, may not be exactly 100% the way we're preparing them, the way we think they should be. So usually a little bit of flexibility is required. But the part where you actually do the research to sort out whether this is a good or a bad idea, like, for example, if you did want to open a restaurant, do you want to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast and lunch, lunch and dinner, open 7 days? You know, all those other things are part of a process, but then you also have to put them into your life. Okay, so if you want to have a restaurant open 7 days a week, who's going to work on that seventh day? So are you the person who's going to open and close a restaurant every day? How long do you think you could do that before you fail out? If it's going to be open 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day? Because if the restaurant's open 12 hours a day, but you need to be there several hours ahead and probably several hours after. So sorting that out and who's going to work with you. And these are things you can learn and sort out and figure out, but you work your way through them over time. Sorting out if you have a regular day job you're working on, which I encourage you to keep while you're working. And by the way, they tell me the market for companies hiring is actually going up, which is great at this particular time. Keep your day job and figure out how to do something part-time or on a side or something like that as a way of getting moving in that direction. Or, for example, sometimes you can't there's conflicts of interest or other things you can't do or might be restricted from doing by time or scheduling or what have you. Look to joining a professional association in the area in which you want to work in. Whether it's grave digging or, hi-li, there's a professional association involved in it, and it's probably in your neighborhood, in your vicinity, in your state. So part of the process of go meet the people who are doing what you want to do as a pathway to getting to where you want to be, because they'll know what the route is. And even if, and this is another area where sometimes people get discouraged easily, they'll walk up to somebody they don't know and they say, I need a mentor. Well, I don't know you. You could be crazy. or not. But you need to establish a relationship with a person if you want to be mentored, unless you're trying to set this up as a professional pay-for-services routine, which it might be. And that's okay, because I've certainly had professional mentors, continue to have them periodically, because it's something I want to learn, and I want to learn quickly. I don't want to spend months figuring my way out, finding my way from place to place. I need to spend my time marketing my business and growing my business while I still need to learn some other new things. So I'll ask people I know who are experts in certain areas, and I'll pay them for their professional services. This is a normal part of doing business. And you have to think about what is it, if you want to trade someone or barter someone, what is it you could do for that other person that makes them want to work with you? The part where you come in and you say, I need a mentor, and now I want to come sit in your office for the next 3 weeks. No, that is certainly not going to happen in my business, but it's part of the process you need to figure out for yourself. Is if you want to be sticky and not easily discouraged, is that has to exist in a way within you. And one of the challenges that a lot of people I see, lots of clients who work with this, is they're listening to the wrong people. If you ask a person who's never saved any money how to save money, that might not be your best route to success. Asking a person who's never done what you're going to do, or talking with someone about something you want to do they've never done. Now, some people are just encouragers, and I know some of these people who really, they may not know it themselves, but they want to encourage you to be the best you can. Those people can be a tremendous resource for enthusiasm and for empathy, but they may not be able to tell you how to do it or help you facilitate how to do it. So while it's good energy, sometimes it's not very practical. But when you're looking for people to assist you, then don't be surprised if you're asking a professional to assist you that the professional wants to be professionally compensated. And it's a normal part of real-life business is that these people are not necessarily your friends. First of all, if you don't know them, they're not your friends. And what advantage is it in some regard? Is it to help somebody to help get you into a business if you're not really competent to run it just yet? And bear in mind, no one is competent to run a business who hasn't run one yet. It takes a little while to get it going. But that doesn't mean you can't get started. You can certainly get started. A quote from Cavett Roberts, who perhaps is the most quoted person that I use, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to become great. Cavett Roberts was the founder of the National Speakers Association, for those of you who don't know. But part of the process is when you actually start learning something about what you want to do and then moving ahead. And sometimes the people who are in our circle, our regular or current circle, are not the people we need to help move us to another circle. They know how to be in this circle, maybe not in that circle. And that's okay. It's all right for them to feel what they want, think what they want, what have you. If you feel you don't belong in that circle or you need to expand your circle, then go do it. It's okay. You can keep those friends, see how it goes. But a lot of us have friends, we know they're in our lives for a season or a reason, depending on what situation we're in. A lot of us know this. And sometimes when we want to do something different, we recognize that sometimes that means a change of some of our friends. That's okay, too. If you're going to do something new or different, it almost always means changing your schedule in some regards. And I know certainly when I started into graduate school, I had seemingly intelligent people, not my immediate family, but people outside of my family, you know, so-called friends of mine who thought going to college was crazy. You have a good job. Why would you want to go to school? This was before companies did giant layoffs and all these other kind of things. It was just fortuitous that the company I worked for was encouraging people to go to college. I did, and then I went to college again. And since I continued to instruct at the collegiate level, I apparently refused to leave college. But part of the process was involved changing, shifting ideas. But I also learned by going to a place where people were trying to make change, I learned other methods I didn't know for how to make these changes, how to set up an effective schedule, how to make sure I had time to do all my assignments, how to figure out how long it would take to do an assignment. These are things you have to do if you want you move ahead in your career, in your life, in other areas, is learning not to be easily discouraged by people and then doing your own research, talking with people who've been successful at what you want to do. That is a way of becoming more successful. If you let people talk you out of it, then you won't be able to get anything done because there's almost always somebody who'll talk you out of it. You want to look for people like myself and some other people who may be more pragmatic to help encourage you along so at least you learn what you need to learn. So if you're thinking about doing something positive in your life or moving ahead, you can reach out to me on Facebook at Rhonda Waters on Facebook or Mutare Hypnosis, also on Facebook, on LinkedIn on Ask Dr. Rhonda. There are ways and ways to find me and other people who are doing positive things. I'm sure there are plenty of them near around where you live. It's a matter of getting connected to them and starting to walk your way from where you are to where you want to be. Because that's really all it is. It's a walking yourself from where you are to where you want to be. And wherever you're trying to get, it's likely you can move in that direction. And even if what you learn is that may not be the direction for you, there's something else you can do. There's someone else you can help. There's somebody else's life you can encourage that you don't have to be stuck in the same spot. So I want to thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. And you can also email me at rfw@mutarehypnosis.com. Have a great day.